This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Turnbuckle Trash. We have just cultivated in WrestleMania 34. The aftermath has come and gone. And it is just chaos, mass chaos, I'll go ahead and go in out on a limb and say there's confusion as well. Welcome everybody, Dave Denton here.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Tweedledee, you're dumb.
I was only serious.
Cute,
you jerk. Dave Denton over there, RJ Salveson here. You're listening to an episode of Turnbuckle Trash presented by Geeks of the Industry and...
Cool 103.9, Cache Valley Media Group.
And...
Chunky Larry.
Oh, forget it.
Okay.
MSR.
Oh, MSR.
You can't do your job. Dude, you've really been slacking lately.
Well, I'm a slacker. Well known. I'm slacked. I had WrestleMania. I had my WWE pants and my Rusev Day shirt
on
Sunday.
Curveball.
Yeah.
WrestleMania was really interesting. If you ask fans, I think the first 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever it was great. And the last hour and a half was just a mess and garbage. People are upset. They want answers. And Monday really didn't give a lot of answers. Tuesday SmackDown Day, but Raw really didn't. We'll get into that in just a little bit later. But for now, let's go ahead and get into it. WrestleMania 34 at the Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Not the Silverdome?
Not the Silverdome.
Okay,
it's the Superdome
okay.
In New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Wienana.
Wienana. You've been down on Bourbon Street much, huh? Okay,
oh,
okay.
Mardi Gras, that's how you do it.
Uh-huh.
Sold out crowd, of course, including one in attendance, sitting in the fans section, John Cena.
I ain't saying nothing.
He didn't sit there for long,
no,
as
he
you'll
didn't.
Find out here in a little bit.
Oh, I got some good stuff about that. So.
Oh, man, it's just ugly.
Yeah, like the day the doctor said, the day you were born, it's going to get ugly, and it did.
What?
That's a Drew Carey line. Like the doctor said, you are going
man.
The day you were born, it's going to get ugly.
The announcers for the match, of course, was Michael Cole for the Raw Women's Battle Royal, Corey Graves, who also did the Raw and SmackDown Women's Battle Royal. John Coachman was there, Tom Phillips, Byron Saxton, Vic Joseph, Nigel McGuinness, I guess, Jim Ross.
Nigel McGuinness.
Whatever. Jim Ross did the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. We'll get into that actually here in just a moment.
And Jerry Lawler was there with him. I have some news about Jerry when we get to that. So.
Beth Phoenix. Page were also there. There was a Spanish, German commentators as well. There was actually not another comment from China or Japan.
Yeah, Mandarin. They had German. They had, well, you said German. Spanish, Portuguese. It's just amazing how many different languages they translate that into.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, let's go and get into the pre-show. Three matches were contested on the two-hour-long pre-show, which the second hour was actually put on USA Network, which I thought was actually a really good idea.
Uh-huh. It was.
Get that out there. During the pre-show, course, as we said, John Cena was shown sitting down in the audience.
Yep.
He's,
over and over
he,
and
as
over
we all again. Know, he said, yeah. As we all know, he had said that he was going to go to WrestleMania, whether it was being a wrestler or a spectator. And at the time, and key word, at the time, he was a spectator.
And he's having a little bit of Steve Weiser there, too.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe it was O'Doul, so that's non-alcoholic.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
let's go ahead and kick it off. First off was the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I'm so glad they did this. I know there was rumors that they weren't going to do it. I am thrilled that they did. Woken Matt Hardy.
Yeah, he was the victor with a little twist
in
there.
Little twist. Just a little bit.
Yes.
And when I say a little bit, I mean by the hands of freaking Bray Wyatt.
Oh, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Did you like it? Yes. Are you agreeing to that?
I like it. I do. I took my notes here, and I said in my notes, I said, I should have said something about this on the past pod that I would not be surprised if Bray and the Woken Matt Hardy became teammates.
So why
tag team?
So why did score a bucket by eliminating Raleigh, then got the assist in distracting Corbin, so that Hardy could eliminate Corbin. Hardy goes on to win that match. That total time of the match was 15 minutes and 45 seconds.
Well, quickly, the people calling that match were Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler.
Yes.
And I just found out today, Kelly actually put it onto our Turnbuckle Trash, Jerry Lawler about 2 weeks ago had a stroke. He had a stroke. He was actually in the hospital, and he had a minor stroke, and he recovered enough that the doctors let him come to WrestleMania to the announcing.
No kidding.
You know, he had the heart attack a few years
ago.
Yeah,
I remember that
one.
Michael Cole.
Yeah.
Had fend for himself the rest of the way.
Jerry's tough, man.
No way. He had a stroke, huh?
He had a stroke. Yes, sir.
And he's okay?
He's doing fine. He's doing fine. I'm sure the doctors are watching him.
I mean, it's a stroke, so I have to ask.
He's like 68 years old now, so.
Next up in the pre-show, Cedric Alexander faced Mustafa Ali in the tournament final for the vacant WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Ali performed the 0-5-4 on Alexander, who broke the pinfall attempt by placing his foot on the bottom of the rope. But then in the end, Alexander executed the lumber check on Ali to win the title. That match time, actually, by the way, this pre-show was actually kind of short. That one was 12 minutes and 20 seconds. Cedric Alexander defeats Mustafa Ali for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
Yeah, Cedric, that lumbar check is a great move.
I love it.
And the crowd, though, just wasn't into it. But, you know, it was early, and they were trying their best. I thought it was a decent match.
They're letting the opening alcohol buzz off of him.
Been down on Bourbon Street just a little bit. You know what I'm talking about. they were having some gumbo, but they were also having something else.
Good gosh, just calm down. Why do you have to keep going?
I love Louisiana food.
I'm sure you, yeah, it shows too.
Definitely. Oh
yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Sit on
I
you,
went
man.
There. final pre-show match for this course, the Women's Battle Royal, which had Sasha Banks and Bayley teaming up to eliminate Natalya and the Riot Squad, featuring, of course, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, and Liv Morgan. Sasha and Bayley then shook hands, only for Bayley to eliminate
Sasha Banks.
There he go.
Yeah, it was a decent battle royal for the women. I enjoyed that one.
Only problem was that Bayley began celebrating and not realizing that Naomi had not actually been eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Turned around and puts a rearview mirror on Bayley to win it.
Uh-huh. Good twist. I liked it.
Do you like the match?
Yes, I did. It was fun. It was a fun match.
The crowd was actually into that one.
Yeah, they were.
More than the first two matches. So Naomi, in a total time of 9 minutes and 50 seconds, wins the 20-woman battle royal for the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal Trophy. All right, preliminary match is for the WrestleMania. I guess that's a good word, it's preliminary. I never thought about this, but after reading, you know, kind of going over my notes and such, the word preliminary was used in one of my notes, and I was like, I kind of like that, preliminary. So let's start it off. The actual pay-per-view opened up with The Miz defending his IC title against Seth Rollins and Finn
Balor
in a triple threat match. This was good.
It was a fun
fast
match.
Fast-paced.
Yeah.
You had to really keep up with him, and the crowd was into it the whole time. I thought Miz was phenomenal all night long, and so was Seth.
Mm-hmm.
I thought both of them did a really, really good job. Your thoughts so far?
Well, I liked the outfit the Miz came out with.
Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
wild. And then he sends the Miztourage back behind stage saying, I can do this
How
myself.
How about that?
Yeah. They're trying almost like a face change with him, but I like the Miz as a heel better.
No, I like the Miz as a heel. But you know what? That crowd, dude, fans are weird these days.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they love the heels, hate the face,
uh-huh.
and they love Miz. But you know what? I actually like Miz, too. And he actually tweeted out, this is about 2 hours before WrestleMania had started, a photo of his wife with the baby, with their child, sitting at home. And he had said, it will be different not having her here with me, but I know she's doing a wonderful job at home. I hope I make her proud. Miz, I know you don't. You probably don't care what I said, and you probably aren't even listening, but I thought you did a phenomenal job.
Yes.
No, he was great.
Did, yeah.
So, in the end, Balor performed a coup de grace on Miz, only for Rollins to perform a curve stomp on Balor on top of Miz. Rollins then performed another curve stomp on the Miz to win his first, repeat, his first IC title, and in process, becoming the 19th Grand Slam champion. What does that mean, Dave, to become the Grand Slam champion?
He hit a four-run homer. No, he's been the Intercontinental Tag Team Champion. He's been a world champion, and he's been a tag champion, and now he's the IC champion. So,
in a title, in a final time of 15 minutes and 30 seconds, Seth Rollins defeats Finn
Balor
and The Miz without his Mr. Raj to win the Intercontinental Championship. Next up, Charlotte Flair defended her SmackDown Women's Championship against Asuka. Loved it.
I would say my favorite match of WrestleMania.
And you know what? I think if I remember right, you said it'd be one of the best matches of the night.
Yes,
and it turned out to be actually be one of the best. And the crowd, the crowd's really getting into the diva work.
Yeah,
and
they're doing a great job, man.
And I thought Asuka did a great job on this one.
Yeah.
In the end, of course, it was an evenly contested match most of the way. There wasn't, momentum swings kind of went back and forth. Anything that stood out to you in the match that you liked?
Well, I really enjoyed the work of both women. It was hard hitting. It was aerial. Both women had high spots. Most of the time, Asuka pretty much was ahead if you were doing it on a scoring system, as they say. But I was completely taken aback that Charlotte beat the streak. I just didn't think that was going to happen, but yeah, it did.
In a total time of 13 minutes and 5 seconds, Asuka's undefeated streak is no more as Charlotte puts the figure four on.
And puts it into the figure eight.
Figure mm-hmm. four. 4 + 4 = 8. Puts her into the figure eight, retains her title.
I was floored, but it was good.
No, and it needed to happen at some point. In the third match, Randy Orton defended his U.S. title versus Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and...
Now, who did you say? The glorious one, Bobby Roode. You had Randy Orton,
Jinder Mahal,
and Rusev Day.
You butchered that. I am so disappointed. You've grown the hair on your chest to like Rusev just because you like him so much, and you just butchered that.
It's Lana that I like.
This was the shortest match of the night, total time of 8 minutes and 15 seconds, and not... You thought it was going to be one of the most disappointing matches of the night until you got to the very end and you thought, holy crap, if you couldn't get any dumber, Lloyd, you go and do something like this. This was, you know what, we're just going to get through it quickly so we can end it quickly. In the climax, it was Singh. What's his name? How do you, Sunil? Sunil?
Shamil. Shlemiel, Shlemazel, Hassenpfeffer Incorporated.
Distracted
Rusev. I just call him Lenny.
Which allowed Mahal to perform the Kallus, I guess, on Rusev to win his first U.S. championship. What the hell?
Tell us how you really feel about
it. No, we're going to get in that in about, 20 or 30 minutes here because this just started my anger.
Uh-huh.
This was like a peak of it, and I was like, okay, well, that was a crap match. Let's just get to the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, it just went from bad to worse.
It did get worse. I'm guaranteeing you it got worse.
8 minutes and 15 seconds. Again, your shortest match of the night. Jinder Mahal defeats Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, and Rusev to win his first WWE U.S. Championship. Whoopity freaking do.
Say that one more time.
Oh, you'll hear it again. Trust
okay.
me.
Okay.
Next up, Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey in her long-anticipated WWE debut in a pay-per-view event, faced off, of course, against Triple H and the absolutely beautiful Stephanie McMahon.
Ooh, yeah.
In a mixed tag team match. I'm telling you, the older Stephanie gets, the more beautiful she gets,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's fine. She looked good.
Jeez, calm down. Your wife's like 20 yards away,
So is yours.
Yeah, but I'm not freaking WWE CFO's wife.
Yeah, but it was a fun match. The entrance, though, for Stephanie and Triple H.
Oh, so good.
Except when they got on the ring together and spit water. I mean, you know, here's Hunter. And Stephanie. That's the best way to do it on radio, right? A radio or a podcast. It's Stephanie. I'm going to spit water now.
That's how you really feel then, Dave. What did you think of the match?
I honestly, I wrote down in my notes that it was a better match than I anticipated.
Supposed to be anticipated. In fact, someone texted me and they said Ronda Rousey was better in the ring than they ever thought she would be.
I honestly was there too.
Phenomenal.
I liked the way that Triple H and Kurt went at each other. And
there was a tweet that said, there was a picture of Angle doing an Angle Slam on Triple H, and it says this tweet said, "Angle and Triple H in 2000." Oh man!
But you know, the big thing that I enjoyed, I think, was when Ronda didn't back down to Triple H.
Yeah,
and she used his body as a punching bag, like a heavy bag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was just laying the leather to him, and even if they were just bouncing off his arms most of the time, Chris said he actually saw one that landed. And it was, you know, in between the arms, and Triple H kind of let all of his wind out. It was interesting.
That was one of the more interesting parts of the match, is the fact there's a lot of intergender wrestling.
Which usually they don't
think,
do.
Yeah, you didn't think that was even going to be touched.
No.
But Ronda Rousey held her own against Triple H, and I think that was great of Triple H to allow that to happen.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because he has a massive, massive ego. And for him to allow that and to let it go the way it did was awesome. But in the end, it's Ronda Rousey putting Stephanie McMahon in the submission hold, the armbar, I should say, mm-hmm. to win it. But that was – the crowd really loves Ronda Rousey. I think Ronda Rousey enjoyed that introduction, and she enjoyed the reaction that she got.
Oh, I do too. I was floored. I thought it was going to be a heel change for her, but man, the crowd just reacts to her so well. I'm not saying that the WWE made a mistake, because they didn't. I mean, the way the crowd just reacts to her, let her be a face for a while.
Yeah, I agree. 20 minutes and 40 seconds is your total time of this match, as Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey do defeat Stephanie McMahon and Triple H.
That was twice as long as the U.S. Championship match.
Do you see where I'm getting at with this?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay,
there you
go ahead.
In the fifth match of the night, the Usos defended their SmackDown Tag Team Championship against the New Day.
Squash.
And the Bludgeon Brothers. I actually walked Squash. Out.
Squash.
I walked away.
Squash.
This was just garbage.
You know, I love squash. I mean, there's a spaghetti squash right behind our screen right here. I love zucchini.
Oh, my
I love
gosh.
Squash. Zucchini bread. But this was a squash I wasn't expecting. It was a squash match.
Do you know what I wasn't expecting?
What?
Holy cow, did I have that? Okay, next to the unofficial match.
It was short.
This one was 5 minutes and 50 seconds long.
I didn't think it was that long. Honestly, I didn't think it was that long.
Let's just announce it. The Bludgeon Brothers of Harper and Rowan defeat the Usos, the New Day, with starring Kofi Kingston and Big E with Xavier Woods. Bludgeon Brothers win the triple threat tag team match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
I thought it would be a 20-minute match at the minimum, but they're selling the Bludgeon Brothers as being almost like the Road Warriors. You know, that's what they're trying to sell them. They're just going to go in there and bash each other. But I'm going to see what happens during the Superstar Shakeup next week. I have a prediction I can... You want me to predict now? Or?
Sure, why not? We're here.
Superstar Shakeup, Monday or Tuesday. The Woken Matt Hardy and the Woken Bray Wyatt, will go to SmackDown, and they'll have a program against the Bludgeon Brothers, who were former members of the Wyatt family. Run!
I like him.
Yep. I think it would work.
I like him.
Somebody texted me that they thought it was going to be Sanity from the NXT coming up, but I like the idea of the Woken team against the Bludgeon Brothers.
In an unofficial match. Now, John Cena had attended, as we've spoken before. He'd been at WrestleMania as a fan, a spectator. After Charlotte Flair had won her match, a ref sprints down the aisle all the way across the ring and goes into where John Cena, and then you hear this small mic pick up some audio, referee saying, "He's here." John Cena laughs. The referee says, "I'm not kidding. He's here. He's in the back."
Yeah, and he runs.
So then John Cena hops over the stands, I guess, if you will,
yeah.
and takes a dead sprint as only John Cena can, up the ramp and into the back to go get ready for what he thought was going to be a match. The lights went out, and when Cena was in the ring, he's excited, and he's, you know, the crowd's pumped up, lights go out. But instead of getting the Undertaker, it's Elias.
Walk with Elias.
And I love his shut up.
I think he's great.
Oh, man. So he goes out there and he's singing a little tune. Cena doesn't like it. So Cena ends that little tune and ends Elias in a very short amount of time. Cena's upset. He's walking up the ramp. He stops. Lights go out once again. Lights come back down, or at least a spotlight does, to the center of the ring where Undertaker's robe and hat are laying. All of a sudden, lightning, if you will, hits the middle of the ring, and then the spotlight comes back on. Hat and shoes are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the bell tolls and the crowd erupts.
Well, hadn't John started to walk away at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he ends up back in the ring, right?
Right.
And then, of course, the bell tolls. It's Undertaker. He comes out. And John Cena's look was great.
Uh-huh.
It was phenomenal just to kind of pull it all together. But in 2 minutes and 45 seconds, Undertaker ends John Cena.
Now, here's what I have. Are you ready for this? Stat. Now, here's what I have. Are you ready for this? Stat. Stat of the... If I could do this stuff from... Stat of the
Day. Dave Denton's Stat of the Day, done for you by WKRP Cincinnati.
Okay, well, when John tried to get out of the ring the first time, and he was walking up the ramp, and then you heard the bomb, lights went out.
Is this about the entrance again?
Listen to this.
Oh, my gosh.
From the time the light went out until the Undertaker took his hat off and they started the match, how long? How long?
Oh, no.
7 minutes.
Who cares?
1 second. I care. And then, the match itself was how long?
2 minutes and 45 seconds.
So 7 minutes, 1 second for the entrance. And then 2 minutes, 47 seconds or 45?
You know what? Who cares? Leave it out. Leave
I
it
do.
Alone.
It's interesting statistics. Jeez. Right here.
I swear every year we go over this with you.
It's just too daggum long. I love you, Undertaker, but daggum, it's too long.
Oh, man.
Bomb.
2 minutes and 45 seconds, Undertaker gets back his streak in his first win in 2 years,
more
which is weird to
squash.
Say.
Squash.
Undertaker beats John Cena.
Zucchini.
Interesting
squash.
Stuff. Now, after that, Daniel Bryan teamed up with Shane McMahon to face Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Here's the stipulation. If Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn lose, they're fired. So you're thinking, well, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to win. They're going to fire him.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the match?
The one... I didn't mind the match. I'm not trying to be overly critical.
Yeah, you
but
are.
I wrote down, oh, they're really going to sell Daniel Bryan hurting his neck. And then, oh, they're really going to sell Shane battling his diverticulitis. And they did that the whole night long. I mean, most of the time, Daniel was on the floor. after being
attacked. Yeah, he was for a while of the match, huh?
Yeah, and I didn't dislike it by any means, but I'm going, oh, well, okay. I like the finish. I'm not surprised by the finish, but I am surprised by the aftermath.
So in the middle of the match, Owens powerbombed Bryan onto the ring apron. Again, that took Bryan out, as we just discussed. Shane then faced Owens and Zayn alone.
With diverticulitis.
Owens and Zayn dominated most of the match, actually, until Bryan miraculously recovered.
Yes.
Bryan then forced Zayn to submit to the Yes Lock, which would win the match. So again, per the match's stipulation, Owens and Zayn still remain fired from SmackDown. The total match of this time, 15 minutes and 25 lousy seconds.
Do you see what's on the table here?
All right, next up, Alexa Bliss, accompanied by Mickie James, defended her Raw Women's Championship against Nia Jax. Yes! This one was physical. Yes!
It was.
Oh, Nia tore her head off.
Yeah, but Bliss still got in some shots.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
She is hot, isn't she? But yeah, it was a fun. You know, I loved the psychology of the match. You would think that Nia Jax would have just torn her up, but there were times when Bliss, you know, did some things and she was just doing the psychology of a match is part of the storytelling if you know how to do it. And Little Miss Bliss is great at the psychology of the match. She's
sure
small,
is, yeah.
But she's. It was a fun match. It really was.
Jax attacked James before the match began, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And that eliminated James as a distraction. In the end, Jax executed the Avalanche Samoan drop on Bliss, which was just brutal.
Yeah, it
she
was
took
from
a
the
hard
second,
bump.
It was from the second rope, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like
it
hurt.
It was good, yeah.
So Nia Jax, in 10 minutes and 15 seconds, wins her first Raw Women's Championship. So congratulations to Nia Jax. Whoop-a-dee! Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We are out to the ninth match of the night.
Number nine?
The freaking ninth match of the
number
night. This
nine?
One was good.
Number
this one
nine?
Was delicious. AJ Styles for the WWE Championship defended his title versus Shinsuke
Nakamura.
Oh, man, this was delicious. Your thought, and we actually talked about how this could be one of the best matches of the night. Your
it
thoughts?
Was a good I really enjoyed it. I would put it as my second favorite of the night. I enjoyed how both of them got their good shots in.
They did.
I enjoyed all the high flying. I loved, you know, the one thing I'm not a big fan about Shinsuke is all he is about striking. I mean, he's not much of a grappler at all.
Mm-hmm.
He can do it, but he's not much, and it wasn't in this match. But it got down to a pretty interesting finish.
So. Well, okay, at the conclusion of the match, Styles countered with Nakamura's attempt at Kinshasa or something like that?
Knee
into
to
a Styles clash to win the match, retain the title. Now, after the match, Shinsuke goes and grabs the title belt and goes to hand it to AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he falls to his knees, you know, whatever. And you think it all is fatigue.
Yes.
And then they kind of hug each other. And I took a picture of this and tweeted it out. You can follow me on Twitter at AJAYSALVY.
Okay.
Of Shinsuke running the right arm through the Wachobi.
Yes, we're changing his finishing move now from knee to a face to a forearm in Wachobis.
He bought him good.
And the faces on the crowd are so freaking good.
I loved it. I love it.
I had to show you the photo. I was dying. I paused it for like 20 seconds because I was laughing so hard. Where you just see his arm already fully thrusted into the Wachobis of Styles. And the faces. Oh, it's so good. You can follow me on Twitter, AJAYSALVY. Anyways, again, Shinsuke Nakamura.
The Wachobi King.
Wachobi King does lose, but gets the last laugh with a shot to the Wachobis.
I wouldn't say it was much of a laugh. I mean,
oh man, I was laughing so hard. And in that case, it turns Shinsuke to heel. By the way, we'll get into that in just a little bit later.
I liked it. I thought it was a good move.
Needed that crowd didn't know
did
who
you,
to cheer for.
The lady who played Shinsuke's music as he was coming, you know, the guitar player.
Yeah. Oh, that was
she,
awesome.
She is a guitar player for the Alice Cooper band. And she is one of the best guitar players in the world. I can't remember her
so
name
good.
Right now, but she plays for Alice Cooper.
By the way, that match was a final time of 20 minutes and 20 seconds.
And it was very good.
Second to last match, and probably one of the worst ones you'll ever see. And in fact, you know what? I'll just go ahead and say it is one of the worst matches in WWE WrestleMania history.
Yuck.
Cesaro and Sheamus defend the Rock Tag Team Championship versus Braun Strowman and a partner of his choosing.
Yuck.
Braun comes out. He asks, hey, who wants to fight? You're thinking he's going to find a wrestler out there, a surprise wrestler of some sort. He roams around the crowd and pulls out a random 10-year-old fan named Nicholas, who is, by the way, a Make-A-Wish kid from what I've heard.
No.
That's what I've heard.
No, he actually is the son of an official, one of the referees in the WWE.
Well, that's final. That's just fan-freaking-tastic. Yes. That's just awesome. I'm so happy they found a son of an official to come wrestle at WrestleMania for the Rock Tag Team Champion.
And what, you know who was sitting near him?
Who? I don't
care.
One
of the big stars of New Japan.
Who?
And they just ignored him.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well.
Go ahead, because this was pathetic.
Okay, fine. Strowman wins, and the final time of the match is 4 minutes long. Great, wonderful. All right, moving on to our next match. I'm pissed.
I was not happy.
I tweeted out, what the hell?
Yeah.
5 question marks, and I got like 10 likes on it.
Yeah, it was pathetic. Should I go ahead now? I'm just going to say it.
No, go.
The worst decision that has ever been made in professional wrestling since David Arquette won the match to win the WCW title years ago by Vince Russo. Vince Russo, were you involved with this stupidity? It was pathetic.
I'd rather take a potato peeler to the groin for 500, Jerry, please.
We can make that happen.
So with this win, and take it for as you wish, Nicholas became the youngest WWE champion in history. Nicholas, I hope you get chokeslammed.
No, because they gave up the titles on Monday Night Raw.
I don't care. I still hope he gets chokeslammed.
But he might be coming back in the summer after his fourth grade is over with. And
after he graduates fourth grade?
That's what they said.
You think his mom will let him come out during the spelling bee?
Oh, and he said, somebody's going to get these hands. They're going to get these hands. Nothing against you, Nicholas.
No, everything against you, Nicholas. Against you, you freaking...
He was put in a no-win situation.
Doesn't matter. You don't say yes. He just sat there and wet his pants and then turned around and...
Oh, if you had a chance to get into a WWE...
I'd go and fight in the ring. I wouldn't just stand there and quiver.
You would go up against
I'd find my
Wachobies,
all three of them, and go out there and go fight like a man.
You would fight against Sheamus, the guy that scared you to death.
Yeah.
Inside the Vivint Smart Home Arena.
Swift kick to the groin will do it, I think.
Hey, are you Shinsuke Nakamura?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Watch Obi shots.
What a garbage. Just
it was garbage.
I hate wrestling. I don't even like it anymore. So speaking of garbage, we got more of it for you.
Oh man.
Speaking of turnbuckle trash.
Talking about just trash.
Main event, Brock Lesnar defends his Universal Championship against Roman Reigns. Guess what? It was all Brock Lesnar from the get-go.
Pathetic.
The only good part about this, and by the way, Brock Lesnar wins this match in a total time of 15 minutes and 55 seconds, with 13 minutes of it being Brock Lesnar, suplexing or throwing F5s at Roman Reigns.
Seven F5s?
Sure, sounds great. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah, and then there was
during the match,
the
crowd chanted the following. This is awful and boring. Why does that matter? Because about what we're about to get to in a moment. But Brock Lesnar dominates Roman Reigns. He even, at one point, it's incidental, I think. We know Brock Lesnar. Incidental elbow to Roman Reigns' head, which just shatters blood all over the face.
His face was just...
I mean, he looked like the Kool-Aid guy.
The crimson curtain all over his face.
And there's beach balls being thrown into the crowd, which,
nasty.
I mean, so at one point, they were just grappling, and you hear this loud cheer, and I was like, what did I miss? Who's coming out?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't. It was a freaking beach ball.
And you could see everybody looking around, watching it. Jeez.
So, Rain did put two spears on Lesnar for a near fall, whatever near fall means in this match. Only for Lesnar to counter into his 6F5 to retain the Universal Championship. After the match, it was rumored, and it has actually been confirmed as well, that Brock Lesnar went to the back and they had a very, very heated argument with
Vince Kennedy McMahon.
Wasn't a good one either. There was rumor that it was talked about that Brock Lesnar was upset with the crowd reaction, that McMahon was upset with Lesnar making Roman Reigns bleed, and that Lesnar was upset with the aftermath of everything going on. As you have probably heard, there was rumor that Brock Lesnar was going to go to the UFC, which made everything white. So when Lesnar beat Reigns, everyone was stunned. Or when I say everyone, I say WWE experts thought for sure that Reigns was going to win this so that, Lesnar could take care of his UFC stuff. Now that Lesnar won, it kind of threw all that into limbo. And so there were some upset people. There was an upset wrestler. There was an upset owner. Just ugly. Ugly stuff.
What in the name of Gorgeous George Jr. were they thinking when they booked those last two matches?
What the hell?
It was pathetic.
I'd rather take a potato peeler to my Wachobies.
We can make that happen.
So just so we are clear on this, from what I've read this from Bleacher Report, from ESPN, from everywhere else, WrestleMania 34 received some mixed reviews from fans and critics, with the main event between Lesnar and Reigns receiving particular criticism. And as we said before, being accredited to one of the worst main events in WrestleMania history.
Absolutely.
But some talked about the return of Daniel Bryan, the IC title match, and the SmackDown Women's Championship match, and the debut of Ronda Rousey, some of the best work in WrestleMania history. Yeah, so that's your critic review. Dave, your thoughts on this 7-hour epic WrestleMania 34?
I will quote Chris on the mat, Chris Evans.
Love Chris.
7 hours of my life I can't get back. But honestly, to be honest with you, I was okay with everything that happened, even though they weren't top-notch matches. And I'll tell you more about why I might have had a little bit over expectations. And we'll tell you about that in just a little bit. But until the last two matches, I was okay. I was okay with what was going on. But when you talk Braun Strowman in that tag team match, and then you talk about what happened with Brock and Roman, I turned off the WWE Network angry at the WWE.
No kidding.
And I do not like trying to second guess, because I'm not behind the stage. I'm not a professional wrestler. I am just a fan who said that was below my expectations, far below my expectations. The last two matches, I would graded an F on both of them. They were that bad.
Have to agree. I'm disappointed. I was disappointed with the fact they brought out a kid for a tag team match at WrestleMania. I was disappointed with the main event being so poorly performed on both ends. I was disappointed with... there's a lot of things. I don't know,
But then again, our disappointment, we can say that the Ronda Rousey match exceeded our expectations, and the Shinsuke Nakamura AJ Styles was a good match, and then the match with Charlotte and Asuka exceeded our expectations too.
Yeah, it sure did.
But so not to be so negative all the time, but those last two matches just left a completely bad taste in my mouth. Yeah. Oh, it was awful.
For those looking forward to it, next year's WrestleMania will be on April 9th, 2019 in East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the aftermath of Raw. Dave's got some news on ROH and what's going on. We're going to have Zane join us. We're going to have Chris Evans join us. Much more to come here on this aftermath of WrestleMania. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky, that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh.
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.